You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 23, and we're going to talk about the profit-boosting secrets that most entrepreneurs don't know. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Welcome, everyone. It's Melanie here. And I got a little bit of a zinger today for a lot of people who have been running their business based on revenue alone. So consider this the tough love episode that can make or break the future success of your business. So we're talking about profitability today. And as an entrepreneur myself, I personally found it was super easy to get caught up in the revenue side of success and mistakenly believe that your business is in a good place when cash is rolling in. But if you aren't profitable, one bad month can literally wipe you out or at least derail you in a way that causes you to have to get hyper-focused on getting cash in the door instead of doing the things that really are the values and the drivers of your business success. So I was at a dinner many years back at one of the big events that many people used to attend in the marketing world. And many of us are at a dinner, and these were several six and seven figure business owners, when one of the ladies in the group said that she had made it to $1 million that year. And of course, this stirred up a lot of conversation. I hadn't yet broken seven figures. So of course, I'm very curious what worked. And one of the wiser business owners at the table, someone who'd been in the trenches for many, many years, said, "Okay, so that's great. You made it to $1 million. How much of that is profit?" There was dead silence at the table. And I think many of us had that aha moment that getting caught up in the fever of "I'm a millionaire" didn't really mean the same thing as being a profitable business. And having a successful business was much more than revenue alone. And that's when I think many of us realized that if you wanted a sustainable business and you wanted to really be able to hang your hat on having long-term success, you're going to have to look at your business much differently and measure your success much differently than many people were at that time. I recently ran across an article that a U.S. bank study had conducted this study of business owners all over the country and discovered that a whopping 82% of businesses fail because of cash flow problems. Remember, cash flow doesn't mean that you're profitable. It simply means that you have revenue coming in the door. In my experience, having coached hundreds of seven-figure business owners, high six-figure business owners, even business owners who've made it into six figures, what is very quickly a reality is that revenue does not define success. Profit does. And when you have a business that's making a lot of money, but doesn't necessarily have profits, you can very quickly move into financial chaos. The very first month, you hit a cash flow problem. Let's say you have a launch that doesn't go as planned. You have a lot of expenses going into the launch, but the launch doesn't generate the revenue you anticipated. That can create a cash flow crunch. You may have a few big ticket clients, and let's say one of them decides to wrap up unexpectedly, or God forbid, falls behind in making their payments. Or maybe you really stretch and you're going for the next level of success and you make a really significant investment, or you have things that come up that require you to handle them by putting money on the table. There's a problem, a challenge, technology issue, whatever. If you do not run profitably, that can very quickly land you into a very painful cash flow issue. Plain and simple, the best defense is to make sure your business is profitable and that you know what strategies to use for your type of business to make you profitable. Because a service-based business doesn't use the same strategies as a product business. Every business model requires their own unique profitability model. So let's get to the bottom line. What does it mean to be profitable? Profitable basically means that your monthly income is greater than your monthly expenses. But there's actually a lot more that can go into profitability that I'll cover in today's episode, because I'd like to really help you fill in some gaps, maybe debunk some of the myths about being successful as a business owner, and really make some better decisions today that can not just help you be more financially profitable, but help with the overwhelm and the stress of being a business owner. So let me share with you what I did with a client about 7 years ago that turned her business around. And this may give you some really great ideas of how to make your business more profitable. So there was a seven-figure business owner in Europe who had turned to me because she was stressed and overwhelmed all the time. And even though she was making $100,000 months, she knew something wasn't working right because it's almost like she never quite had enough money. And there was just something that wasn't clicking right. And she knew it, but she couldn't quite diagnose it because she was very focused on revenue generation. So I had her track her numbers for about 4 to 6 weeks so that we could start to really diagnose what was going on. And sure enough, even though she was making really good revenue every month, her expenses were over her monthly income. Now, she, of course, was paying herself and taking care of her home life, which is an important part of being profitable, but she was still running in the red. And what that translated to was an enormous amount of pressure and stress to keep this high revenue coming in the door every month. So we did three things. First, I had her make a decision. After looking at the numbers and looking at how much she was running in the red, she decided that she was going to commit to at least a minimum of 30% profit level. And that was her first stage of becoming profitable. So we might even want to get to 50 to 60% profit level. And for some businesses, we can even get you to 70 or 80% profit level. But for her, 30% was a sane place to start. Secondly, and by the way, making that decision is crucial because if you aren't clear about what profit you're shooting for, what happens is many entrepreneurs continue to make the same mistakes and they don't understand how to design their offerings and understand what to deliver in their offerings to keep them profitable, as well as looking at the overhead and the operations and how that needs to be factored in to the design of their offerings. So you have to commit to and get clear on the profit level that you're shooting for. You may even just want to focus on a 10 to 20% profit level to get started. Secondly, we had to dig in and get present, conscious to the financials. And this is something that I think a lot of fast-paced business owners fall into a trap of. You're excited, you're doing the marketing, you're moving at a million miles an hour, you're speaking, you're meeting with your team, you got your clients, right? You got all these things going on, but because finances aren't that sexy, and it's not the most exciting thing you do, you kind of put it off and never get to it. And your financials are the single most important indicator of success in your business. So literally, it doesn't matter how much revenue is coming in the door. It doesn't matter what you charge for your offerings. If you don't know what's coming in and going out, you can fall prey to this problem that many, many successful business owners get stuck in. You're making good money, but you're not profitable. You're actually losing money in the way your business is functioning. So we got her present to her financials and created a habit of every week she had a series of reports that she looked at that her team helped create. And this got her very clear where the problems were. And then the third step is we really had to dig deep and evaluate her offerings and her expenses. Because what was happening was even though she had several really high-end programs, she had 20K and 40K programs, in her mind, she's thinking, I should be making a boatload of money. But the reality was these programs were actually becoming unprofitable to deliver. So the expenses and what was going into the outcomes for her clients, what her team had to do, what she had to do, what was getting put in the mail, right? Like we don't put two and two together when it's just happening randomly. You know, we're buying these gifts for them. We're giving this much time coaching our clients. We've got these events that cost a certain amount of money to deliver. When you add it all up and you break it down by what each person invests, you can also be facing, I'm not profitable. So we had to restructure her offerings in a new way so that her offerings would create profit for the business, not just profit for the offering, but profit for the business. And of course, we wanted them to still deliver massive value. So we looked at how to leverage more of her time, more of her team's time. We looked at ways to maybe change the way some of the benefits were delivered so that we could make them more, basically streamline them so they didn't require so much time and effort. And we did also in that process find quite a few redundant costs. This is another thing that can escape even the smartest, most diligent entrepreneur is after a while you realize, wow, I've got all these automation softwares, I've got technology out the wazoo. After a while, you can actually have some redundancy that slips through the cracks. So we actually went through all of the things that she was paying for, including the fact that she had 5 different coaches that she was working with for different reasons. Now, I'm all for having 2 or 3 coaches, especially when they do different things for you. But at this point, she wasn't really using the different programs. She was just kind of getting into the frenzy of like, oh, this is the cool coach to work with, and dropping so much cash on these different services that she wasn't getting the results. So we streamlined. And this was really helpful for her. And actually, she had a lot of fun streamlining because she got intimately aware of where her money was going. She started to become more savvy about how she was going to invest in her future. Now, this 3-step process is what worked for this service-based entrepreneur. And as I mentioned earlier, the truth of the matter is you have to really understand the profit-boosting strategy that works for the different types of business models. And I teach this in my Profit Explosion Toolkit. It's a downloadable resource on my website at profitexplosiontoolkit.com. But I want to give you some highlights of some things that you could actually look at in your own business to start really evaluating, are you doing the right things to grow profit in your business? Knowing that it has to really match you, your target audience, and the type of revenue generating or monetized offerings that you have. So one strategy, obviously, is to look at how could you bring more automation into the business. A lot of people get stuck in the one-to-one model, but they are not automating enough or maybe even leveraging enough. And so we'll look at that in a minute. But you've got to actually look at how can automation free up time and energy that you are paying for or you are personally investing in the business. A second thing to look at is, can you increase sales on your highest margin offers? So a big misstep that a lot of people face is they get caught up in whatever the cool offering of the industry is of that moment. You know, for some people, that's looking at passive products, trying to build something that's going to get sold online. But what happens is that you actually get caught up and spend a lot of time and energy on something that isn't your greatest profit strategy for your industry and your offerings. And now all of your focus is on something that's not going to get you the best results. I like to look at what is the high margin, high profit offer that's the sweet spot for your industry / client / your unique talents and skills. And then figure out how can you do more of that? How can you sell more of that? This is what we do in my profit amplifier strategy is we look for what is that thing that if you sold more of it, it would really boost revenues and profits quickly. The third thing you can look at is shifting focus from a high touch or a high service-based offer to integrating more digital products or other types of leveraged resources. And again, this has to do with the way your paradigm is. Many of us have teachers and mentors who've taught you to do your business a certain way. But as you grow and evolve and become more successful, you won't necessarily always deliver things the same way. It's really important to evaluate, are you leveraged enough? Are you using your time and energy in the most powerful way? If this is something of interest to you, be sure to listen to some of the podcast episodes on leverage, one of which was the episode number 21 with Andrea Hess. Now, the fourth thing to look at is, are you able to simplify your operations or your offerings? Again, complexity often destroys profits. When you have a lot of offerings, you've got a lot of people that have to stay on top of it in order to keep moving those revenue opportunities out into the world. Or if you don't have a lot of people working with you and you don't have a lot of moving parts and you're trying to do it all yourself, let me tell you, you are not as profitable as you could be. Literally, you got to stop working on one thing to go work on the other thing. And that will be a huge profit derailer. Sometimes the best, fastest way to get profitable is to really simplify. I have a saying, simplify to multiply. And this can be the fastest and easiest place to start, especially if you've got more than three core offerings. Now, I really think it's important to dig deep and not just blow this off. So make a commitment today to really commit to profit. How could you commit to a certain profit level? And what steps could you take? Okay, starting with those four keys that I just shared. Some of the things that happen, I think, for people is that they don't even know if they're profitable or not. And you haven't really looked at your numbers enough. So a couple of things that will be quick indicators of you being profitable or not is, are you taking a salary? Do you have bills that you can't pay? Have you held off on investing in a growth strategy because you don't know how to pay for it yet? Do you have financial reserves set aside for emergencies? Do you have to borrow from credit cards or pools of money that you've set aside for something to pay for something else? These are some of the hidden, maybe somewhat less conscious signs that you may be running unprofitable. Now, I know a lot of people, they wait too long to really look at the profit, or they blow off the things that would really work because it doesn't seem fun or sexy to them. And so I want to really look at some of the mindset shifts that a business owner can adopt to literally not just transform your profitability, but also really propel you into greater levels of success. And one of them has to do with your standards for what a good return on investment is. Again, a lot of people just do blind purchase. It's like, okay, I'm going to throw a bunch of money at this marketing, but they're not paying attention to how is it paying off? Or maybe they have team members that they don't even know what they're doing for them and they're not using them well. Raise your standards for what a good return on investment is for you and your business. Is it 150%? So if I spend this money, I want to make sure I get at least cover that investment and get 50% more. Do you just need to cover it? Is it somewhere in between? Is it 1,000%? Start to really look at what has been your standard and how will you measure it? We'll do a whole episode on knowing your numbers in the near future here, because this is a huge blind spot for a lot of entrepreneurs. Another mindset shift is to really look at how you spend your money. And I see a lot of people getting caught up in basically buying something or spending money on something because it's working for their peers, but they haven't really done the due diligence to know, is this a strategy that could work for me, and make sure it's aligned with their goals and their future success paradigm. Or they spend money just because they can. It's like, I've got it. I'm in the moment. I want to do this. Look, I know how important it is to take this passion and run with it and to trust your instincts on what can actually propel you. But if you've got a habit of throwing money at things and then it doesn't pay off, you need to really look at that habit. Getting clear on what's the return on investment and what do you need to have happen from something in order to feel good about that investment, that will make a significant shift in your profit level. Another mindset shift that I think is absolutely essential, and I know I'm going to hit some hot buttons here. People are going to think I'm insane. I'm sure I'll even get a bunch of posts on the blog telling me that, you know, this doesn't make sense. And actually, whenever we have this conversation in the Amplify Your Success community, it's amazing how triggered people get. But if you've got creativity addiction and you tend to just create at will and you put stuff out and it doesn't really make money, you've got a problem with your product development mechanism. Okay, creating more products at the expense of making what you have work well and be profitable is a bad habit. It's actually kind of an immature business owner strategy. And it basically says you're not serious about being a good business owner. You just want to do what's fun. And I'm all for having passion and enjoy what we do. But if you are doing that at the expense of being profitable, it's irresponsible. So shift the thinking here. How can I take what I've already done and make it perform better? Make it more profitable, take this proven process and put it in a new niche, bring it to a new market. Really have the discipline to take things that you've worked so hard to build and monetize and deepen their performance before you jump to the next new thing. That doesn't mean you never create new things. It means that you commit to optimizing what you have before you go get distracted with a new bright, shiny object. And another mindset shift that I think is so important is profitability requires consistency. Okay, so it also requires you to understand the makeup of good cash flow. So if you have big ticket items and you're not consistently selling them and it's kind of hit and miss, then you probably don't have the consistency you need. Don't basically make the mistake of just focusing on selling big ticket items without having some kind of consistent income. So you may need to look at some of the ways that you could have ongoing revenue coming in. Do you have a small product that you could sell over and over and over again that leads to a bigger offering? Do you have some kind of an online subscription or some kind of a membership community or something that people can enroll in all the time? It will literally transform your revenue. This is one of the big things I teach in the Profit Explosion Toolkit. And if you don't have the consistent ongoing income, you will have cash flow problems, plain and simple. And this is why for a lot of people, the launch formula actually adds profit issues instead of making your consistent cash flow work. It's because you put everything into the next launch. Maybe you do it 2 or 3 times a year. And if one of them doesn't work, you're screwed financially. So really look at your consistent ongoing cash flow plan. And then last, and I think probably even most important, is to recognize profitability is not the result of winging it. Profitability is the result of having a plan for profits and working the plan. And that's why I put the Profit Explosion Toolkit together. That's why a lot of people turn to me to help them figure this out. But however you get there, know that if you get to each month going, oh my God, how are we making money this month? You're winging it. And you'll never create a successful business that way. So these are some things to really start looking at. And to first remember that everything always starts with a decision. Decide that you'll be profitable. Whether you're profitable this month, 6 months from now, or 2 years from now, you won't get there if you don't decide to move towards it. And remember, start with a shift that you can get your head around. Okay, if you're completely unprofitable and you're shooting for 50% profits this month, you may let yourself down. But just focus on little steps that get you where you need to go. Okay, and the most important thing you do is get clear, get focused, and work a plan to get there. And in the show notes on the blog at melaniebenson.com/blog, you'll be able to find all of the resources that I've talked about today. But most important, just know that if you're not part of a community, if you're not part of a process, if you're not working with a coach, you will most likely find yourself falling back into bad habits over and over and over again. This is one of these areas that you really need someone to hold you accountable to playing a better game. So enjoy. I can't wait to hear from all of my amplifiers in the Amplify Your Success community how you're going to commit to profit and what your profit level is going to be. Feel free to join us over there to join the conversation. AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at MelanieBenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.